me for this nice new road.
Thank you for the nice new road.
The Taglians called it the Rock Road or Stone Road. The first time we traveled it, it had been nothing but a snake of mud.
You really think Sleepy is right for the standard bearer job?
I've been thinking about that. I'm not ready to give it up yet.
This is the same Mergen who complained that he's always the first guy into every scrape?
I said I've been thinking. I find I've got some extra motivation.
Our other companions told me I was handling Sari's loss pretty well. I thought so myself. Croker looked back at Ty Day, who was clinging desperately to a sway-backed dapple mare we'd picked up 30 miles back. He was handling his problem moderately well, too, for a guy who could use only one hand. Croker told me, "Don't let motivation get in the way of good sense. When all the rest is said and done, we're still the Black Company. We get the other guys to do the dying. I'm in control. I was a Black Company brother a lot longer than I was Sari's husband. I learned how to manage my emotions." He didn't seem convinced, and I understood. He was concerned not about me as I existed right now, but as I would in a crunch. The survival of the whole company might hinge on which way one man jumped when the shitstorm hit. The captain glanced back. Despite their best efforts, our escort had begun to string out. He paid no attention to them. He asked, "Learned anything about your in-laws?" Again? He never let up, and I didn't have an answer for him. "How about love is blind?" "Mergen, you're a damned fool if you really believe that. Maybe you ought to go back and reread the books of Croker." He lost me there. What's that supposed to mean? "I've got me a lady, too. Still alive, granted. We've got plenty tied up in each other. We made us a baby together. Any two fools can do that by accident, of course, but it's usually a benchmark in a relationship. But what we have as man and woman, father and mother, doesn't mean I trust Lady even a little in any but that one way. And she can't trust me. It's the way she's made. It's the life she lived. Sari never had any ambitions, boss. Except maybe to get me to actually go into the farming I'm always talking about, so I wouldn't get scragged gloriously in some typically heroic military manner, like falling off a horse and drowning while I was crossing a creek during the rainy season. Sara never worried me, Mergen. What bothers me is this uncle, who doesn't act like any other Nguyen Bao I've ever seen. Hey, he's one old guy who has a thing about swords. He's a priest, and his scripture is sharp steel. And he's got a grudge. Just keep him pointed toward the Shadow Master." Croker nodded grimly. "Time will tell." He did grim very well. We crossed the great stone bridge Lady had ordered built at Goja. Crows filled the trees on the southern bank. They squabbled and carried on and seemed to find us highly amusing. I said, "I worry more about those things." Croker didn't respond. He did order a halt to rest the animals. So many had gone south ahead of us that there were no well-rested remounts available. Amidst all the saluting and hasty turning out of an honor guard and whatnot, I stared southward and said, "That little clown is making damned good time." I had asked already and had learned that One Eye was still a day ahead.
"We'll catch him before we get to Dejigore."
Croker eyed me as though he feared the city name would strike me with the impact of some terrible spell.